Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ruth King is with us. She's our good friend. I'm glad she's here, too. Ruth is one of the smartest management minds that I know, especially when it comes to small business. She's the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business, also the CEO and the founder of the Profitability Channel. That's profitabilitychannel.com, which is an online television channel, which I encourage you to check out. And she's our good friend. Ruth King, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's good to have you here, as always. And she's a longtime Brain Trust member, folks, as you well know. Ruth, recently you've been doing some work with some managers, small business managers, not owners, but managers, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
And they've been bringing up some issues with you. So, folks, these are people who are responsible for small businesses, but they don't own the business. They're working for the owner. Are the owners in the business, or are they just owners and they're hiring somebody to run the business?
Both.
All right.
Most of them are in the businesses, but you know, it's grown to the point where they can't possibly manage it all by themselves.
Right.
And they've hired their first or second manager to take a piece of it and a department, so that they can, you know, give some responsibility, authority, and accountability to that manager to grow in a specific department profitably.
So these small business owners are learning how to delegate on a sophisticated level, not just delegating a task, but delegating a unit of their business.
Correct.
And what are the issues that are coming up?
Well, the main issue that's coming up is that the owners don't necessarily want to share that particular department's financial statement with the manager.
Hmm.
And my thing is that if you give the manager the responsibility for managing a department, it's like taking away his scorecard. He can't see how well he's doing. And, you know, it's the first time a lot of these men and women have actually had to share financials. And a lot of times they don't want to do it.
You know, Ruth, when I was a young pup, and I mean like just not even quite out of college, I guess, I worked for Sears. And for a number of years there, at the end of my college career and right after college, I was on the management team at Sears. And I managed a couple of divisions for them. And I was responsible for sales, gross profit, inventory management, et cetera, employees, et cetera, et cetera. It was my little business. And even Sears allowed me to have access to the revenue, the profitability, and I mean whatever there was to know about my unit, I had access to it.
You have to. There's no way that you can manage without it. You know, owners like to give responsibility and accountability, but not necessarily authority. And without authority, I mean, it doesn't work.
You know, I wonder, Ruth, there's a couple of, you know, I love your book, The Ugly Truth About Small Business, and I don't remember if there's a chapter in there about this, but there probably is. One of the ugly truths about small business is how many small business owners don't have regular, up-to-date, detailed financial statements.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's frightening that how many survive in the face of that truth that I just said. And so, Ruth, I'm going to hazard a guess that many of the people who are withholding information from your young students that you're teaching there aren't doing it necessarily because they're trying to be evasive or mysterious, but because they're ashamed that they don't have the information.
Or it's not correct.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that they don't have the information, because I think small business owners know that they've got to have a P&L and balance sheet, but they may not understand what they are actually saying, which is one thing I do incredibly well, is teach these types of things.
Right. But I'm telling you, Ruth, a lot of small business owners don't have P&Ls and balance sheets.
Except they do it once a year and for their taxes.
Yeah, that's exactly. And their accountant does that to them. It's in the back of the return, and that's the only time they see it. I mean, this is frightening, but that's the truth. So then then now you're asking these people to then carve out a unit and give separate records. That's a quantum leap for them.
Yeah, for some of them, that's true. Yeah.
But let's say that, so folks, if that's the situation for you, please fix that, because you're in jeopardy. You're in mortal jeopardy of failing. But Ruth, let's say that they do have records, and they do are capable of carving out a unit. What do you say to those guys? What should they do?
Well, it depends upon how comfortable you are with the manager. There are some owners that I work with who don't want their managers to see how much they make, and that's fine. So what they do is they say, okay, here's your piece of corporate overhead.
Right.
It's, you know, $20,000 a month, or $50,000 a month, or $100,000, or whatever it is, that you are responsible for covering this as part of your small business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sharing with you what the owner's salaries are or anything else like that. You have to trust me
right. That
that's the piece of overhead. And then they give them financial statements with that.
Right. And so they say, okay, your job this year is to drive sales and gross profit in your area, and also produce a net profit. So it's top line, midline, and bottom line.
And bottom line. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you
give them a P&L for their little unit there.
Yep, absolutely.
And you pay them a bonus.
Learn how to
you
read
pay
it.
And you pay them accordingly.
Uh huh. You pay them a piece of the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you something else. One of the reasons why this is a good idea, Ruth, you're raising your heir apparent when you do this.
Oh yeah.
Now you're raising an heir apparent, but you also could be raising a competitor, and that's one of the dangers, isn't it?
It is, but you know, if you look at how many small businesses started by a small business person working for somebody else, I mean, come on,
right.
Let's be
many
real
of
here.
Them. Right. You just got to deal with that, and so. So is anybody doing it the right way in your class that you're teaching?
Oh yeah, there's a couple of them.
So some of them are good examples.
Yeah, absolutely. But they're few and far between, okay?
Right. So I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts on this.
Don't be afraid to give the managers their piece of the, you know, the P&Ls, but you also have to teach them how to read those pieces of P&Ls.
Yeah.
If they don't, I mean, I've got plenty of books, plenty of things that they can use to
right.
be able to learn all those types of things, and it's really good because then they can have a sense of ownership.
Right.
At the same time, and know that they're going to be compensated based on how well they do.
Absolutely. Here's another thing, Ruth. It may be hard for some owners to teach their managers how to read P&Ls, because way too many small business owners can't do it themselves.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, their CPAs aren't teaching them.
Nope.
And I think, and that's
that's
the reason why it's important for you and me to still be out here beating
mm-hmm.
the drum, Ruth, because they're not getting the kind of help they need from some of the people that should be giving it to them. Ruth King is our guest, folks. She's the CEO, ProfitabilityChannel.com. I encourage you to go there and check it out. The stuff that we're talking about, you can learn on Ruth's website. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.